All right, next is Sarah Hennessy talking about failure to rescue. Thank you.
I don't have any disclosures. I'd like to thank our moderators for inviting me to discuss failure to rescue. So what is failure to rescue? It's a hospital mortality after an adverse event. So it's the total number of mortalities over the total number of complications. And this is distinct from our mortality rate, which is our total number of hospital deaths over the total number of patients. Why is this distinction important? Many people assume that low hospital mortality means that those hospital systems have less complications, and they're really good at preventing deaths after a complication. And failure to rescue has demonstrated that this assumption is just not true. So who cares about failure to rescue? Well, I would say we all should care about it, but if you don't, CMS does. Failure to rescue is a patient safety indicator, and it looks at the total number of deaths over serious treatable conditions. And this might not be in surgical patients. It can be in all medical patients. And this is reported publicly by CMS on Hospital Compare. So I pulled up our UT Southwestern PSI-4 for failure to rescue, and that's listed there. And you can go, and anybody can go, and look at their hospital or any other hospital to see how they're doing compared to national averages. I was happy to see that we were okay, and we were comparable. On the right side, those are the PSI national rates from 2015 to 2017 for the entire country. And I've starred failure to rescue, and we have 161 deaths per 1,000 complications every year between 2015 and 2017. So failure to rescue was first defined by Silber and colleagues. And he was really the grandfather of failure to rescue. He defined it and studied it in this seminal paper. They looked at the influence of hospital and patient characteristics on death rate, adverse event rates, and failure to rescue rates in open cholecystectomies and prostatectomies. And what they really found was that the factors that were associated with death were not the same as the factors that were associated with adverse events. They found that adverse events after surgical procedure were really based on patient characteristics. And if those complications progressed to either rescue or mortality, those were really based on hospital characteristics. And this has been validated multiple times since his Sentinel paper. Gaffieri and colleagues looked at NISQIP data from 2005 to 2007 at over 80,000 patients undergoing general and vascular surgery patients. And they stratified hospital systems based on risk-adjusted mortality. And what they found between very low mortality hospitals and very high mortality hospitals was that the complication rate was essentially the same, or very little difference. But what was really different was their failure to rescue rate between these two hospitals. And again, this just shows that the complications are really essentially the same, but really matters in mortality is whether or not that complication goes on to be able to either save the patient or if you fail to save the patient afterwards. This has been validated again in the VA system, and they looked over their patients over a 15-year span at over 700,000 patients undergoing surgical procedures. And they again stratified by risk-adjusted mortality into quintiles. And what they found was that there was really no difference in complication rates between those hospitals and VAs that had high mortality and those that had low mortality. But what they really found the difference in was in their failure to rescue rate. And then this has also been validated in the trauma population. In this study in 2007, they looked at over 50,000 patients from the National Trauma Databank. And again, complication rates between low mortality and high mortality hospitals were essentially the same. What was really different was the failure to rescue rate. And so failure to rescue is really the primary driver of differences in quality for trauma patients and for other hospitalized patients. So if we go on to look at what are the characteristics that are really important in failure to rescue, In terms of patient characteristics, this paper looking at the trauma population found independent predictors of failure to rescue. And what they found that was important was age, blunt trauma, severe head injuries, uninsured status, and getting any blood products on the second day after your trauma. This group, Gaffieri and colleagues, looked at the Michigan Surgical Quality Collaborative, and what they looked at was age as a patient risk factor. They studied emergent general and vascular surgery patients, and they stratified patients based on age. And what they found, again, was that there was really no difference in major complications between the very low and very high mortality rate hospitals. There was a higher mortality rate in patients that were greater than 75 years of age, but what was really important was their failure to rescue rate. And the failure to rescue rates were higher in elderly patients. This paper by Needleman was another sentinel paper that led to a lot of the CMS guidelines on failure to rescue. And this group looked at administrative data over a year, and they looked at over 7 million patient admissions, both medical and surgical patients. They compared the amount of care provided by nurses and patient outcomes. And they found that patients received an average of an 11 and a half hours of total nursing care per patient per day. Specifically, when they looked at surgical patients, they found that those patients that had a greater number of hours of care provided by a registered nurse had lower rates of failure to rescue. If we look at more hospital characteristics and focus on hospital volume, Gaffieri and colleagues looked at Medicare data and focused on high-risk cancer procedures, gastrectomies, pancreatectomies, and esophagectomies. They divided their patients based on very low volume and very high volume centers. And what they found was, again, significant differences in mortality, not really much of a difference in major complications across those very high and very low volume centers, but significantly different difference in failure to rescue rates. And so, again, differences in mortality were not associated really with a complication rate, but instead if you're able to save that patient after they have a complication. Sheets and colleagues looked at general and vascular surgery patients and looked at what characteristics in a hospital are associated with better failure to rescue rates. And what they found in very high volume versus very low volume centers was that their failure to rescue rate differed by up to 11-fold. And when they looked at the characteristics, the key findings were failure to rescue rates were lower in hospitals that were teaching hospitals, had low nurse-to-patient ratios, had greater than 200 hospital beds, greater than 20 ICU beds, and the presence of high technology. When this group looked further at what's really important in the areas of effectively managing complications, they identified three key domains: communication, teamwork, and safety culture. However, there's really a lack of data in this area and kind of how to do this and how to implement it into an optimal team. Now, I've talked about all the good things about failure to rescue, but there are some real limitations. There's difficulty in measuring and comparing complications. The majority of the literature is really based on administrative data, and we all know that administrative data can be poor in quality and can often have a lot of missing information. And also, there might be some inaccurate comparisons across hospitals with different clinical service lines. Some might say that death might be the wrong focus. It's an outcome that's rare, and it's influenced by a lot of complex interactions. Patients might prefer palliative care versus continuing aggressive therapy. And then the last limitation of looking at failure to rescue in terms of improving quality over time is it really lacks the granularity in terms of what's the problem and how do we come up with ways on really specifically improving failure to rescue. Thank you. Thank you.